Hey.
Good morning.
Hello.
Shirley. Hello. Is this Shirley?
Shirley's here.
Okay.
Is it what now?
No, no. My name is Alison from INS Law. I'm calling you about some Scottish redress application.
Hello?
Hello.
You want to speak to William?
Yeah, in regards to a Scottish redress application.
Yeah. Okay. Here he is, then. I'll put him on. Here he is.
Is now a convenient time to talk?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, it's Lewis calling from INS Law.
Uh-huh.
Calling in regards to a Scottish redress application.
Uh-huh.
Can you just confirm your full name for me, please, just for data protection?
It's William Stuart Geddes.
Okay, and just to remind you, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. So, in regards to the application, I'm just going to need to take some more details, if that's okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, can I also take your date of birth?
It's 28/8/57.
So, the 28th of August, 1957.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And that was William Geddes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And did you have a middle name?
Stuart.
Stuart.
Uh-huh. S-T-U-A-R-T.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, and are you okay to provide me with your home address?
It's 19 Mitchell Crescent, Bishop Mill, Elgin.
Mitchell Crescent.
Uh-huh.
And can you just confirm the postcode, please?
IV34EH.
Perfect, thank you. So, just for another line of security on the account, would you like to set up a password? It can be any word of your choice.
Put Buster.
And would you mind just spelling that for me, please?
B-U-S-T-E-R.
Buster. Okay. Okay, so I appreciate that discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during this call. If you need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue another time, please just let me know. Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make us aware of at this stage?
Heart trouble.
Heart. Okay. So the purpose of today's call is to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme, explain your options, explain how INS Law operates, discussing funding and fees, and gather initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you.
Uh-huh.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse incurred in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. You are entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. They are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under the government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you are successful or not. INS law does not operate under the statutory scheme and will not claim those government funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you would be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So at this stage, please can you confirm that you have not instructed any other solicitors to act for you in relation to your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme?
None.
No, okay. Our agreements operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So this means if your application is unsuccessful, you will pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you will pay nothing. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment. So you will never pay more than the agreed cap, which is 19.2%. It is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award that the scheme may award. The Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain in greater detail during this call. So if instructed, we can assist you with whether you will be eligible to apply to the Redress Scheme, gathering and reviewing evidence, preparing and submitting the application, corresponding with the Scottish Redress Scheme, advising you on any offer made, explaining the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. If a redress offer is made, we will fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. It is important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to matters. You would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences. If you decide to proceed, you do have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So you're happy for the work to begin immediately while your cancellation rights still remain? Okay. So that we are able to formally act for you, we do require proof of your identity for verification purposes. So therefore, we will need a copy of photographic identification and proof of address that's dated within 3 months of today's date. We require this information to comply with the anti-money laundering regulations. Following this conversation, I'll send you an email in relation to what is and what is not acceptable forms of ID. So I'm just going to need to take some more details, if that's okay.
Aye.
In regards to the way we contact you, are you okay with email, phone call and text message?
Yes.
Okay, so can you confirm to me your current GP surgery?
It's Mary Hill, Health Centre, Elgin.
Mary Hill Health Centre. Thank you. And then your parents' names, so your mother and father's names, please.
Father's name is John Geddes. No, mother's name is Marina Stewart. It's Marina Sudden.
And would you mind just spelling that for me, please?
S-U-D-D-I-N-G.
I-N-G. And was that Marina? M-A-R-I-N-A.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, and have you been known by any previous names?
No.
Okay. And are you able to provide me with your address prior to care?
Not sure. The homes.
So the address that you lived in before you went into care?
Oh, that was this. It was a spiny. I'm not sure. It was a house in Spiny.
No, that's okay. Okay, so have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
Just heart trouble.
Okay.
Heart bypass.
Okay, note that down. And would you like to add a beneficiary to your application?
Charlie, the wife.
Shirley.
Hmm.
Okay. And are you able to provide me with her date of birth, please?
17-8-64.
What was that, sorry?
17-8-64.
Thank you. And a contact number, if possible?
Oh, hey, I'm not sure. 1-343-5-1371. It's a house number.
Sorry, the line dropped a little bit there. Would you be able to repeat that for me?
1-343.
Yeah.
551371.
So 01-343-551371.
That's a house number.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So have you previously received any relevant payment? So anything such as criminal injuries compensation related to the abuse?
No.
Okay, and have you got any criminal convictions or have you been sentenced to 5 years or more in prison?
No.
Okay, so what I'll need to take now is the names of the care settings that you were placed in.
It's Quarriers Homes. It's Quarriers Homes.
And how would you spell that?
Q-U-I.
Mm-hmm.
R-R-I-E-S.
Okay.
Homes.
Okay, just give me 2 seconds. I'm just going to pop that into the system. Mm-hmm. And was this in Renfrewshire?
I think so.
And do you know the year that you were placed there?
10, you said.
I think it was quite 10.
What was that, sorry?
In the cottage 10, number 10, Quarriers Homes.
Okay. And do you know the year that you were placed in Quarriers?
Well, I think it's 1963. Went in.
And how long did you spend there?
Till about 1970, I think.
Till about 1970. Yeah. Okay. Okay, and was there any more?
No, I think it was just that one.
Okay, that's perfect. So I do appreciate that it is a sensitive subject. I do need to take a brief statement in regards to the experience that you had in the care setting, if that's okay.
Uh-huh.
So just in your own words, would you like to tell me what you experienced in this care setting?
The way we were treated in hand.
And how did they treat you?
Not very well. They used to get the pulled out the bed by her hair and that, and used to get the crows out all the time, and it wasn't really a experience.
Yeah. And was it the staff members that treated you this way?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. The people was in the place.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you their names, I'm sure. But all yeah. In.
Yeah. And what was the daily life like in this place?
Not good. Just didn't think we'd gotten there.
Yeah.
Put there.
Okay. I'm just going to pop this into just a little brief statement.
Huh?
I'm just going to pop this into a little brief statement on your application just so that we can...
That's okay.
Give a little insight as to what it was like. Okay, so as the application moves forward, you will be given the opportunity to give a more in detail statement in regards to the care setting. So it will be more directed questions as to how you felt, what was happening, and the after effect. So this is just a brief statement for now.
Okay.
So I've just added that to your application. So... in terms of the types of abuse, was it like physical, emotional, neglect?
Totally, it's all that.
Yeah, all of the above. Okay, so there are two types of applications that can be pursued under the redress scheme. So there is a fixed payment of £10,000. This is a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of the abuse you suffered. And then the second one is the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel, and it's dependent on the level of abuse that you suffered in these care settings. So based on what you've told me today, I'm just going to pop you forward for the individually assessed payment.
Okay.
So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress panel in person. We do provide the detailed witness statement on your behalf to the scheme to tell your story.
Okay, Doc.
Okay, so based on the information you've provided me with today, the next step will be for me to send you out a few documents that you need to sign and return back to us. So it will be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, a letter of authority, which is what allows us to act on your behalf, a request for proof of address and proof of ID, and the redress application forms. So you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed with the application once I've sent you these. But if I send you them over now, you can take them away, look at them and sign them in your own time. But I can stay on the phone if you want me to guide you through signing them.
Oh, it's okay.
So they'll be sent by text and email.
Okay, Doc.
So would you like me to stay on the phone and guide you through, or would you like to have a little look at them in your own time?
Hey, we'll just look at my own time. It's the wife's email. Have you got that?
I'm just going to have a look now.
Charlotte Doc Doc.
Dhrley.
Yeah, just 2 seconds and I'll just double check.
Okay, Doc.
Chrley at allsports.net.
That's it.
Yeah, so they'll be sent along to that email. You should receive them in a couple of minutes.
Okay, then.
Okay, so all you need to do is click on them, and then there should be a little yellow box in the corner. If you just keep clicking that, and then it'll guide you to where you need to sign.
Okay.
And then just get them sent back to us.
All right.
Able to progress the application. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's fine.
That's perfect. Thank you so much for your time today. You take care now.
All right, then.
Bye. Bye-bye.